Today on Moose Tracks, the podcast that highlights the cool stuff from today's morning Moose show on Laser, stupid injuries. One guy got a hernia from whacking it.
A hernia because of his horniness. And winking. Is it weird? Why are you doing that with your eyeballs? Are you going to murder me or are you just old? Questions that the universe needs answers to.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's morning Moose show in one bite-sized piece.
Laser 103.3. So we're playing the pickleball on Sunday. Celebrity paddle battle to benefit the children families of Iowa, who we've worked with on the costumes for kids. And, you know, it's we're out there playing the Brazilian twins, who Nadia finds delightful. And we won. And me being silly me, you know, I dropped to my knees as if I'm a soccer player, just scored the winning goal in the World Cup.
I'm surprised.
Point to the sky.
I'm surprised you didn't rip your shirt off.
I know, right? And then I get up and find it. Oh, man, I skinned my knee pretty good. It's like all skinned up and blood there.
Cute.
I didn't even think I went down that hard on it, you know? I just kind of plopped down. But I guess that material against my, you know, precious little tender, you know, skin wrap.
Ew.
It's going to cause some damage. But anyway, so then I found out, oh, yeah, you didn't win. You still got two more matches. At least one more match. It's a 2 out of 3. It's like, oh, okay. Well, whoops. Luckily, the crowd of 2,000 people who were there.
Yes.
Didn't even notice.
They sure did not notice.
So it's kind of like, that's right up there. That's probably more stupid than my breaking the wood,
I think,
busted
that's,
knuckle. You think that's?
I think that's. You know what the stupidest injury you had was? Losing your smell. That's the dumbest injury you've ever
had. I mean, probably, yeah.
That is the biggest, dumbest one.
Yeah. Drunk in a wedding in Nebraska.
100% avoidable.
Yeah. What was your stupid injury? Was what?
Mine was probably breaking my tailbone, or when I.
And how did you do that again?
I jumped off a cliff,
right,
in Morocco. Yeah, as soon as I hit the water, I was like, "Help,
dude!" I thought I broke my tailbone snowboarding in West Virginia.
It's awful.
I hit a jump, landed on my ass, and oh my god, I like very reluctantly put my hand down there because I think it'd be a pool of blood.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
Oh, it was brutal.
No blood. So no, nothing broke. It just hurt like a bastard.
Yeah, we had the 4-hour drive back to the hostel in one of those buses.
That's probably a rickety bus.
Rickety bus. Then we had the 3-hour, maybe like 4-hour flight back to Italy after that.
Then, this is all before you got treated and or diagnosed, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, 2 weeks after that, we leave to come home back to America. That's an 8-hour flight. So the whole time I'm just miserable. Miserable. Oh my god, it was so painful.
244-1033, what's your dumb injury? Embarrassing, stupid, whatever you want to call it. That's bad, but I think this guy's got you beat. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Harry from Des Moines.
Hello.
Talking about the stupid injury.
Yeah, yes. Buddy. What's up, Harry?
I got gave myself a hernia in high school while pleasuring myself.
That's tell me it was in the band room.
Nope. It was on just in my room. Just real depressing.
Really?
Oh, okay. So you're at home in your room and you're masturbating.
Yep.
Thinking of Jessica in homeroom. She just got her braces off.
Something like that. Before the days of smartphones.
Where did you have the hernia? In your gut? Your
nope, down by my groin.
Yeah.
What is a hernia?
You know,
it's where the intestine bursts through the your abdomen lining.
Good Lord have mercy! You must have been, that must have been a pretty frivolous effort there. Not frivolous.
It was getting sweaty.
Pretty ew.
did you finish or did the hernia first?
No, we completed.
Okay, have you achieved completion before that, so you knew what it was? I'm thinking like you'd be confused, like, is this how it's supposed to happen? Oh,
wasn't my first time.
Okay, all right.
And the hernia was like, yeah, buddy, keep going.
Yeah. Intestine's like, I'm almost free.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now back to more Moose Tracks.
So the wife got a wink the other day. Wink, you know, like, you know, ding.
Yeah, I know what a wink is.
You squeeze your eye there. Some people can't wink. Did you know that?
Some people do it effortlessly. It looks way cooler when other people do it than when I do it.
But we're at a store, and I won't say who or where.
Okay.
But we're at a store, and I ran into an old friend, and Jody was on the phone with her sister. And she, something was going on with her sister, whatever. She couldn't, like, you know, hey, let me call you back. And so I'm chatting with the old friend, and he looks at her and gives her the wink, you know. I said, like, oh, there's Jody. You remember Jody? He looked at her, winked, and then we kept talking. And later on, Jody's like, it's just weird when people wink at you. Right?
It is weird.
Is it?
Yep.
Does it depend on who it is?
If
it's somebody you know?
I think it depends on who it is, but also, why can't you just wave?
Yeah.
Why can't you just wave? Like, and I don't think anybody, I think it's an older generation thing, because I don't know anybody who was born or who is around my age who winks.
Right.
You know? I think it's like my grandparents would wink kind of a thing.
And that's funny you bring that up. Jody said, like, you know, if it's like an old guy, you know, you kind of expect that, you know, your grandpas or whatever, and they wink at you, like, that's a different time, and they did it back then.
If they tell a funny, because I have customers at the bank who, you know, I'll shoot the S with, and, you know, they'll give me the business, and then they'll wink. Ah, okay, because, you know, you're over 60. That makes sense. But if it's some 20-year-old kid, I'm like, ugh, don't blink your eyeball at me like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I guess it depends on the context, right?
Yeah.
If somebody's telling, like, a joke, and there's, like, a subtext to it, you know, and, like, you know, and then the tube steak, wink. You know what I mean? Tube steak. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But if it's like, hey, it's my friend Darren. Hey, how are you? Wink. That'd be like, ew, Darren just maybe violated me somehow.
I can't wink well.
You can't wink well?
No.
Not a winker?
Uh-uh. It just looks like I got something in my eyeball. I'm like, ah!
I think you're doing it just fine. Now you're trying to do it in a demonstrative way.
Is this, hold on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that was fine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you teach somebody winking.
I don't know either.
Just close one eye, not the other. There, you've passed.
If you were born I think of winking in, like, the 80s movies. Like, hey, Sheila, you want to go for a ride on my Harley? Wink.
Yeah.
But in the 90s, I just think of grunge, and I don't think of anybody as winking whatsoever. I cannot imagine any of the members of Nirvana winking at me.
Yeah. Yeah, so is winking creepy or not?
I don't know. We think? I think now it is, but back 50s, 60s, 70s.
If you're over the age of 60, it's probably okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but if somebody under 60, especially somebody in their 20s, 30s, 40s, it could be viewed as, I got to contact a lawyer now.
Like, well, I'm calling the cops.
I feel violated.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Tell us about that stupid injury. 244-1033. The Facebook is fine. That's cool, too. Also, hit us up on Instagram.
Thank you, dear Lord.
IG.
No. No.
On the IG?
No.
Okay. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Nick from Cones.
Hey, Nick.
I cut my leg with a chainsaw.
Oops.
Well, what were you doing that for?
Stupid.
So, were you playing around with it? Were you actually using the chainsaw?
Well, I was, and then a girl showed up. I tried to show off.
Oh, no. Was it bad? Did you have to get stitches, or...?
I cut it to the bone.
Ah!
Here, Sally, I didn't get you any flowers, but here's a bunch of tissue and skin.
She was like, oh, look at that fatty tissue going everywhere. Mm. Oh, skin pieces in the chain. Yes!
And the whole fact of me crying like a little girl really just kind of solidified my chances.
This backfired. Did it work in your favor in that she was like, oh my God, are you okay? And you got the whole, like, you know, she's going to maternally help you.
While you're bleeding out on the concrete.
Yeah.
No.
So you didn't get laid after that?
No, she laughed at me and left.
I only date guys who can handle their chainsaws. Come on, Derek.
Plan failed. Yeah, Derek's like carving ice sculptures.
Yeah.
And he's got both legs intact.
Oh, well, thank you.
Nick.
Hot mess.
Did we learn our lesson, Nick?
Yes. Stay away from the sharp end of the chainsaw.
Yeah.
And stop trying to impress women with sharp objects. Just show us
I now make knives as a hobby.
Were you doing the thing where the chain and the neck of the chainsaw were like your penis and you're gyrating with it?
No, but that's a good idea. I should do that.
Don't do that. We've already learned it's not a good idea for
me. Maybe that's where he screwed up.
Moose tracks. Moose tracks. Moose tracks. Moose tracks. Moose tracks.